God, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. All right, all the youth, you will stay in here tonight. The kids can. You are more than welcome to go. So honored to stand behind this pulpit and preach the Word of God. We give honor to Brother Grissom. How many of you thank the Lord for Brother Grissom? I do. He is an awesome man of God. He is an awesome preacher. I thank the Lord for his wife also. Sister Grissom, Lord bless you. Lord bless you. I give honor to all my elders. Thank you for all the years that you have steadfast. No matter what has came your way, you've always held it. So thank you for all the leadership that you have given me over the years. And just ask that God would bless us here tonight. I want to turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Verse number 10 says, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Verse number 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. My text tonight is going to be, stay ready. Stay ready. Master, we ask you tonight. God, we ask you to help me to deliver what you have given me, God. We ask you to touch everyone's heart, Lord God. Let them be open to whatever is spoken here tonight, Lord God. God, and I ask you to let us believe here changed, Lord God. And to walk with us, God, and be with us every day of our life, God, so we can stay ready. No matter what comes our way, God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, and everyone says amen as you are seated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why was God listening to destroy something that he had created? He had created Adam. He had created Eve. He had created all of the beautiful birds and all of the beautiful animals. But there was something about them. The wickedness was upon the face of the earth. Evil was present. The scripture says that evil continually. So it was nonstop evil. They were thinking evil. They were speaking evil. Just evil things everywhere. When God had created everything in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So what he created, he knew that it was going to be good. But man corrupted themselves. If we're not too careful in our lives, we can get to a point to where we are thinking about things of this world. We are corrupting our minds. The evil things of this world, they will get a hold of you if you're not careful. Amen, Brother Fry? These things will get a hold of you if you are not careful. God was destroying a certain race of people who were wicked and who were evil. The flood, we all know the story of the flood. How God came to Noah and said, Noah, I want you to build an ark. I want you to get your family in there. I want you to get the animals 2x2, because I'm fixing to destroy it because of the wickedness. But because the people had never heard of this before, never heard of the rain, never heard, what, destroy the earth? What are you talking about? They doubted it because it had never happened before. If we're not too careful, we have been preached to time and time and time and time again that the coming of the Lord is close. God's return is close. But yet some of us doubt it because we've heard it all of our life. Sister Teal, you have heard this all of your life that God's coming back. I have heard it all of my life that God is coming back. But if we're not too careful, doubt will come in our mind and we will not believe it. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 17 says, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. Verse number 21, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl and of the cattle and of the beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was up on the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. How many of you would have been glad to say that Noah was my dad, or Noah was my father-in-law, or Noah was my husband? Because the kids of Noah, guess what? They were in the ark with him. They were able to go in and be saved by this. But everyone else that wasn't a part of this family, they died. Some of you are thinking, well, I want to be a part of, or I wish I would have been a part of Noah's family, but some of you don't want to claim your own family. You know, you have you know, parents and grandparents, and some of you have been through a rough time in your life that you don't want to claim your parents or your siblings or your cousins or any of your in-laws. But if you would have been in Noah's day, you would have wanted Noah to be part of your family. It says that every substance was destroyed. God wanted to make it very, very clear that everything was destroyed because it was evil. So in your life, not only are you going to be evil if you allow yourself, but it's going to affect things around you. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect your coworkers. It's going to affect the people that you go to church with. Whoa. Did you know that you can be evil and be in the house of God? You can come and you can sit on these pews, service after service after service, and you can still have something in your heart that's wicked, that's evil. But I know a God that can deliver you from that. He can deliver you from that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God wanted to make it very, very clear that everything was destroyed. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, it says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field, and one shall be taken, the other one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other one left. Watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. In our day and age today, what's going on? There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of evil going on. Like I said before, if we're not careful and we get wrapped up in the world and the things that are going on in this world, it will get a hold of you, it will attach itself to you, and it's hard to get loose. Only by the grace of God have so many of us, I'm including myself in here, been delivered from things of this world. Young people, if you are not careful, this world will get a hold of you and it will destroy you. But you need to learn at an early age to resist the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So when things come your way, you just need to say, in Jesus' name, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not going that route. Brother Bacon said, I'm not supposed to. My mom and dad said, I'm not supposed to. Brother Grissom says, I'm not supposed to. And God says, you're not supposed to. I don't care what any man in this world says. I want to follow after God. I want to follow after Jesus Christ. I want to do what he says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. Excuse me, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Some of you wonder sometimes, why do I do this? Why do I come to church? Brother Neil, why do I come to church service after service? Is it in vain? The scripture says right here, and know not what, I'm sorry. For as much you know your labor is not in vain. So some of you are thinking, God, why are you taking me down this path? Why are you taking me through this journey? Why am I going up a mountain and then down in a valley? Up in a mountain and down a valley. Constantly. Your whole life is up and down, up and down. You have emotions. You're happy, then you're sad, then you're happy, then you're sad. But know that your work is not in vain. Some of you question God. Brother Grissom has said it several times. It's okay to question God. He can handle the question. Years and years ago, whenever my mom passed away in 96, I questioned God. I was like, God, why? Why did you take my mom from me? Why did you take her from me? And somebody told me, oh, Bubba, you shouldn't question God. Just let him do his thing. But I realized that we do have a big God. If he can't answer that question for me, then he's not a very big God. But my God is. My God is more than enough. He can answer any need that you have, every need that you have. My God can answer it. Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. I want to be among the wise. How about you? That they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him into the marriage, and the door was shut. Just like in the days of Noah, the door was shut on the ark. Do you not think that Noah heard the people out there banging? Noah, let us in! We believe you now! Noah, let us in! The scripture says that when the five went into the marriage, that the door was shut. Verse number 11 says, afterward came also the virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. One day, if, and I pray for each one of you and hope that this day never comes for you, but one day you're going to have to stand before a God that's going to judge each and every one of us. And I pray that you never hear the words, depart from me, I never knew you. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Sister Cherie, will you come to the piano, please? Don't wait too late to get right with God. We need to stay ready so we don't have to get ready. If you were invited to go on a cruise, you had to be ready at a certain time, and you waited till the last day to pack your stuff. And they said, by 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., we're leaving with or without you. How many of you heard that before? We're leaving with or without you. Sometimes if it's your mom and dad talking about that, they're not going to leave you, right? But this is the cruise. They're saying, hey, 6 o'clock, the ship's pulling out. If you're on the ship, you get to go. If not, but guess what? You waited till the last possible day to get ready. And you're in there trying to get your clothes together, get your toothbrush, and get all this stuff. Well, I have to take this. And they're like, hey, you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. You're like, no, wait to get this. Wait, I have to get this. I have to get this. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. I'm almost ready. Please don't leave. And then guess what? It's 6 o'clock, and they're leaving, and you're running out there. No, but I'm ready. I'm ready. If you knew your house was about to get robbed, would you not be ready? If you knew it was about to be taken from you, would you not be ready? If you knew your life was about to be taken, would you not be ready? You please stand with me? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him. And he with me, verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. One day it's going to be worth it all. Church, it's going to be worth it all. All the battles that you have gone through, any trial, any temptation that you have battled, any time that you have wondered, God, why are you taking me down this road? Why are you taking me through this journey? But remember, it's not in vain, because one day on the other side, you're going to be able to hear God say, welcome, welcome, my child. These altars are open right now. And I hope that you will accept the invitation, not from me. I'm nobody. I am Michael Douglas Bacon Jr. I'm nobody. But God is inviting you right now to get your life ready. Get ready now. That way you don't have to get ready in the last day. That way it's not too late. When he comes back, it's too late. Let's get ready right now. Please come right now. Hallelujah. God, we ask you, Jesus, God, to speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. God, to open up our minds, Lord Jesus.
Hold on to what you know.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hold on to what you know is right.